Greetings and welcome to Life Seasons of Change and Renewal. Today we embark on a journey that is close to my heart and I believe to yours as well. As human beings, we share a profound desire for purpose and fulfillment, a craving for deep and meaningful connections beyond the superficial. We seek relationships that touch our souls and help us understand the divine design that God has for our life. We are drawn towards the spiritual and emotional connections that we share. Hi, I'm your host, Albert, and in this episode, we'll explore these profound interactions and discuss how they transcend the mundane connections on a deeper level. Whether it's a chance encounter with a stranger that unexpectedly alters the course of our lives, or a lifelong friendship that we cherish, these soulful connections act as guiding lights and stars illuminating our path and helping us find meaning on this journey we call life. They are not just mere interactions, but transformative experiences that refresh our spirit like a gentle breeze, nourishing our soul like a warm sun, and guides us through life's twists and turns like a steady hand. As the psalmist wrote in Psalms, Chapter 119, verse 105, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." Such profound connections with others often provide the same kind of illumination, offering us guidance and insight as we navigate life's ups and downs. As we explore these connections and how they can enrich our lives and help us grow, we'll also discuss how we can cultivate and nurture these relationships so that they can continue to inspire and enlighten us for years to come. So please sit back, relax, and get ready to delve into the depths of the human connections as we explore the power of soulful relationships. Each moment in life holds the potential to forge a deep and meaningful connection with another soul. It's not just these monumental events, but also the small acts of kindness and compassion that draws us closer to one another. Whether holding a loved one's hands during a tough time or simply listening to a friend, these acts of understanding and support are foundational to building relationships that make life so worth living. Through forgiveness and reconciliation, we can heal old wounds. We can find the courage to move forward with love and compassion. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 13, encourage us to bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Forming deep and meaningful connections is a fundamental human need that significantly impacts our personal growth and well-being. This process begins with introspection and self-improvement. By dedicating time to self-reflection as the Holy Spirit guides us, we can better understand our emotions, our thoughts, and our values. This journey of self-awareness helps us identify our strengths and weaknesses, allowing us to cultivate a better version of our lives. As they're urged in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5, we are told, "Examine yourself to see whether you are in faith. Test yourself." As we become more self-aware, we understand how our emotions and actions impact others. This newfound understanding is not just about us, but about our shared humanity. It helps us build empathy and compassion towards others, which is crucial as it is the foundation for forming deeper connections. When we empathize with others, we can communicate more effectively, understand their perspective, and respond with kindness and understanding, creating a sense of connection and mutual understanding. Developing these connections positively affects our relationships. It impacts our work life, and overall, our mental health. It also helps us become more resilient and adaptable, which is so essential in today's fast-paced and ever-changing world. Ultimately, investing in self-reflection and personal growth is a win-win situation that significantly enhances our lives and the lives of those around us. As individuals who believe in God and His teachings, we must transcend the earthly conditions surrounding us and strive for a heavenly future. This mission compels us to look beyond the present difficulties and envision a kingdom that mirrors God's eternal promise. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, we're encouraged to set our minds on things above and not on earthly things. This emphasizes the importance of having a heavenly perspective that guides our earthly journey. The first step in fulfilling this divine mandate is introspection, as I mentioned before. However, it must be guided by the Holy Spirit, which allows us to discover God's life purpose for us. As stated in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, "For it is God who works in you to will and act to fulfill His good purpose." This introspective journey helps us to forge a vision aligned with God's will, enabling us to become beacons of love and truth in a troubled world. By harmonizing our thoughts, emotions, and deeds with this divine vision, we initiate a cascade of positivity that transcends our immediate surroundings. As agents of God's transformative power, we contribute to the healing and growth of ourselves and our communities. We read in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 through 3, which teaches us, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." This scripture highlights the necessity of empathy and compassion, recognizing our shared humanity and dependent on God's grace. This awareness motivates us to act decisively, embodying the change we seek. Through our actions, inspired by divine love, we invite others to participate in crafting a future filled with hope and promises. Together, facing global challenges like poverty and injustice, environmental threats, we are called to be stewards and practice justice as reflected in Micah chapter 6, verse 8. "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and walk humbly with your God." Thus, we're not just called, but empowered to transcend the limitations of our present circumstances, to work towards a greater future. We are guided by divine vision and fueled by love and compassion, not just for ourselves, but for the world around us. This is not just a duty, but a privilege and a source of empowerment that can drive us to make a real difference in this world. As we conclude today's podcast on divine connections and their profound impact on our lives, we're reminded of the importance of nurturing relationships that resonate deeply with our souls. These connections are not merely social interactions. There are spiritual bonds that help us understand God's purpose for us and guide us towards a greater fulfillment and service to others. By fostering these relationships through introspection, empathy, and love, we align ourselves more closely with God's will, finding personal satisfaction and contributing to our community's healing growth. Let us carry forward with this message of love and connection, encouraged by Scripture and the teaching of the Word, to actively participate in creating a world filled with peace, understanding, and deep, meaningful companionship. I thank you for joining me on Life's Season of Change and Renewal today. May you continue to find joy and purpose and divine connections that grace your journey. Until next time, keep nurturing your spirit, mind, and body.